When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. The Astros lose 4-3. They get swept by the Yankees, and here to talk about it is my boy Wally. Wally, what's up, buddy?
Well, I was at the game last night, and so I saw the same thing that everybody else has seen the last four games as a loss, as a game, you know, except for game two. This game's the games that they could have, you know, probably should have won at least two of them. You know, not the good news is there's 158 games left. And in a weird way today, it was just one of those baseball games where it could have gone either way and they got the breaks and we didn't. We'll talk a little later, but the bullpen was better today.
Yeah. So the Astros lose 4-3, a four game sweep to start the season. No reason to panic, but that is 9 straight losses at Minute Maid Park. The Astros, I don't know what it is. Nobody knows what it is, but maybe somehow they can figure out what are we doing here at home, because they're going to go on the road and score like 12 runs. I'm telling you, when they first get on the road, they're going to dominate, and it's just weird.
Yeah, it's amazing how they go on the road and win 80-81 games on the road and can't win a game at home. When you figure it out, you please let me know.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, so JP France, wrong JP. He was on the mound today. We had Jeff Balke on the show last night filling in for everybody because everybody was busy. You were at the game. I think your boy, you and Ryan, y'all took a picture together, right?
Yeah, we did. Ryan was in one place and I was in the other place, and we got together. It's the first time I'd met him. I don't know if anybody knows it. Steffi and Rob and Ryan and I live in different parts, and I've never met Rob face to face. I've never met Steffi face to face. I have met Ryan face to face.
It's going to be pretty tough to meet me unless you come to San Antonio or we go to the game at the same time.
Just
but anyway,
when you're coming into town.
Yeah. So JP France on the mound. And like I said, Jeff Balke said, if JP France can go in and pitch five, six innings and only give up 3 runs, he's going to give us a chance to win. And he did.
He did. Yeah, I've put this on a couple of tweets out there, but all JP France does is get people out. He was really unlucky today. He gave up a bloop single to Trevino. He gave a bloop single to Birdie, and he gave up a sac fly to Judge. You look at his numbers, there's nothing to hang his head about. He pitched well. He pitched how JP France has always pitched for us. He's one of these guys, you look at him and say, his stuff, is his stuff that great? But again, he just knows how to get people out. I've heard people describe the way he comes at hitters where you see all this movement and all this chest, and all of a sudden the ball appears. So it's hard to pick up. He was good today. He, as far as the number of pitches he pitched, he was pretty efficient. He got 5 2/3. I thought that Espada took him out at the right time. He threw 94 pitches in almost 6 innings, so a little over 15 pitches an inning. Which is, you know, you're 15, 16 pitches netting, you're all right. So I can't really complain about JP.
Yeah, he did pretty good. All right, let's look at the scoring in the top of the second with 2 outs. Trevino had an RBI single. We're losing 1-0. But in the bottom of the third, Jose Altuve gets his first home run of the year in game number 4.
And it was a prototypical high fly to Crawford box home run. I think he hit it in the second row. Those who didn't watch the game, if you remember the home run that Correa hit in the 17 World Series in that classic Game 5. It may not have been that high, but that gives you kind of an idea of what it looked like.
All right, so top of the fourth, Birdie had an RBI single, and the Yankees take the lead. Top of the fifth, Judge had a sack fly, and we're down 3-1. But the Astros actually score after the second inning. They scored once yesterday. Today they did it again, so that's a good sign. You know, we did lose again. We did get swept. But I think things are looking better. Things are looking up. Tucker had an RBI double, and then Yiner had an RBI single, and it's all tied up. Yet, we got Soto'd again.
Yeah, we did. And the ball that Tucker hit was a hard ground ball just over first base. Diaz has been on fire. He got another single. He's hitting incredibly well. If anybody was wondering if it was the right move to move on from Maldi, so far Diaz is hitting 429. Yeah, and he's not just – it's not a cheap 429. He's hitting the ball hard.
Yeah.
Soto hit a high outside pitch from Hader. I would imagine Hader did not like the location of it. If he had got it down a little more, he probably would hit it to third base, and they'd be out of the inning. Those things happen. The Yankees got two runs on just a combined exit velocity of about 110 miles an hour. It was just bad luck.
So you talk about Maldi. I don't think my boy Maldi ever started out 0-4, so let's not criticize my boy just yet.
Yeah, but Maldi started off 0-4 many times.
All right, so Joe Espada had a quote. They interviewed him after the game, and he said that we were unlucky. Do you agree with that? He said Yordan had two hits. I guess he hit them hard enough to be home runs, but he said they should have or could have been home runs.
He hit two really hard balls. They're at the wrong place at the wrong time. He's hitting 118 right now. I've got news for whomever wants to listen. He won't hit 118 by the end of the season.
All right. What do you say about Josh Hader? He's human. He gave up that run in the ninth inning.
Yeah. He made a pitch that we said a second ago. It was a fastball up and away to a guy who's been on fire. You look at where these guys are hitting. We Astros got beat in large part by two hitters from the Yankees.
Oh yeah.
You've got Soto who's hitting 529, and you've got Osvaldo who is Cabrera hitting 438, and he hit two home runs. I mean, he might not hit two home runs the rest of the season.
Yeah. That's how it is. You got someone stepping up. And I said it last night, Juan Soto totally changes the whole Yankees team. It makes it so much better because the guy can hit. The guy has a good eye. He's just a great ball player.
You hit something real important. He said a good eye. He works counts incredibly well. When he and Judge are up to bat back to back, they both really work counts. You might get two outs, but you're going to throw 11 pitches getting them out.
Yeah.
You do that three times up, well, that's 30 pitches, and you've got a third of what somebody's going to be able to pitch for the whole game to be able to run that pitcher out of the game early. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say it'd be nice to count the pitches that a pitcher has and then see how many of those pitches thrown to those two guys.
Yeah, Soto just ate our lunch all series. He was so good. He's not gonna hit 529 all season. He's not the second coming of Ted Williams, but he just killed us every chance he had.
All right, let's take a look at the stats of the game. Altuve went 2-for-4 with a home run. He scored twice and he walked, so a very good game for Altuve. Yordan 0-for-5, and I guess that's why they talked about he hit those two hard balls, but he went 0-for-5. But he's hitting 118 in the first four games. Not worried about it, but we need him to do something.
Yeah, his slug is only 118 as well. It's four games. We'll talk a little bit about where the numbers inside the numbers for the Astros and where they are leading the team to an 0-4 start. But that'll give you a hint.
So after this, folks, we will have the numbers man, Wally, giving you the breakdown of the series numbers. Tucker went 2-for-4 and had an RBI. He's hitting 294. Bregman 0-for-4, 200. Chaz 1-for-4. He's hitting 182. John Singleton went 1-for-3, but he had 2 strikeouts. I didn't think he would get anything, but Abreu went in pinch hit. He struck out. Pena 3-for-4, and Pena's hitting 400. He made the changes in the way he stands, the way he swings, and whatever he did, it's working so far.
Yeah, he's going to right field a lot. And one of the issues that he's had in the first 2 years is if somebody threw a slider low and away, he'd pull off of it trying to pull it. Now he's starting to go to right field. When you have that ball low and away and you stay on it and just try to serve it to right field, you'll sooner or later start to go away from that. He'll get balls to the inside that he can jack. Back on Singleton, the one hit he had was just an absolute rope to left field.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, real good sign.
Jake Myers, 0-for-3. He's hitting 125 after having a home run and going 1-for-2 in game one. Caratini, he got a pinch hit today. He's hitting 500. I like this backup catcher of ours.
Yeah, he came in to pinch hit for Myers late and got a solid single and put him in position to get a chance to win the game.
But one thing I noticed when he was catching, somebody associated with the Astros or someone with the ability to do this, paint something on this guy's helmet. He's got the blandest, plainest catcher's outfit in the world. The guy needs something.
You think he needs a Baldy do?
He needs some swag on his catcher's helmet. He needs some swag.
Well, he's a backup.
He needs swag, though. You can't be plain. It looks like he forgot his stuff. That's what he looks like.
Maybe he needs to have more swag since he's a backup. I don't know.
He should. And Dubon is batting 400. So Dubon is awesome. Jeff said Dubon should be in there every game. What do you think?
I don't think so. I heard the replay of what y'all did last night. And when Jeff said that, I kind of cocked my head a little bit and said, are you sure about that? Because yeah. Dubon's value to this team is to be able to play about 6 different positions really well. You know, yeah. Name me a position besides catcher that Dubon could not step on the field and he might be able to play to catch.
Yeah.
You could put Dubon in 7 positions and he would be at least serviceable. He gives so many people the day off. He's like he's a swing player. Yeah. If he's playing center field every day, you're telling Jake Myers that he's getting DFA'd. And I think Myers, even though he's got a slow start, has a chance to still be a good player. But he and Singleton are on probably a shorter leash than the other guys.
Yeah. I don't think Jeff said he should play every day in center field. He just says he should be on the field somewhere. But the position he has for us, somebody's got to have the day off for him to get in there most times.
No,
that's kind of not he's not going to play, I would say, more than 3, maybe 4 games a week.
I'd say he plays four days a week. No, yeah. To your point, I mean, when he was playing center field last night, and I took Jeff's point to say that he ought to be playing center field every day. Oh. No, I don't think he should play center field every day, but he should play 4 days a week. I would be okay with that.
All right, so the Astros were 3-for-10 with runners in scoring position. And they left 9 on base. They like to leave a lot of guys on base. So we gave you the stats. We talked about the score. Talked about the sweep. There's one thing left. And that is the player of the game. Who do you got, buddy?
I got Pena being 3-for-4. But, you know, back to what you're saying, when Pena gets a lot of hits, it's the Astros' profile, offensive profile, is really strange. When you look, and it's early guys, you know, guys and ladies, we've got 158 games to go. Every team out there is going to lose 4 in a row. We've talked about a little bit about the Astros' sloppy play. If you look at the Dodgers tonight, Freeman just didn't boot a ball, but he missed a foul ball that he should have caught. The Dodgers look sloppy tonight. You know, teams are going to look sloppy from time to time. But when you look at the Astros right now, they're eighth in MLB in hits. They're 23rd in runs. They're 24th in home runs. They're 25th in RBIs. So what that tells me is they're hitting the ball, but they're not hitting the ball a long way. Their ERA is 17th total. I couldn't break it out by starters and bullpen. But one thing that I am concerned about is their errors per game right now is 21st. They're on a pace to commit 122 errors. That last year, they committed 81. And so you put a combination of not getting a lot of home runs and playing a little sloppy, you're going to have a tough time winning games.
All right, so my player of the game is Jose Altuve. 2-for-4, home run, and he walked. So he was on base 3 times, plus he scored twice. He did a great job.
Jose Altuve. He hit a home run. Back to what we were saying before, one thing that we need to watch, and again, it's early, is if you look at what is happening with Abreu, he's getting beat by hard fastballs. They talked about it on the game, on the Fox game yesterday. On the Apple game on Friday night, is that the book on Abreu is to throw him fastballs and you can throw it past him. When they put him up to pinch hit tonight, fastballs 95, 96, he was under him. I hope it's not the case. But if he can get beat by fastballs, that's a bad sign.
Very bad. All right, let's take a look at the standings. The Astros are 0-4, but Texas lost today. They're 2-1. They have a +6 run differential. The only one in the American League with a plus side. Seattle's 2-2. They lost today also. They have a -4 run differential. The Angels won today. They're 1-2. Woo-hoo! -14 run differential. That means they've been getting pounded. And then
they got pounded the first two games.
Oakland's 1-3. They won today. They're -18. So they're getting pounded when they lose. And the Astros are 0-4. They lost 4 games in a row, but they have the third best run differential. They're 0-4, but it's not like New York came into town and just slobbered them. I mean, they were up 4-0 when they blew the game. They had chances to win almost every one of these games.
Yankees played really well. They played really well, and when the Astros made a mistake, they took advantage of it.
Yeah.
The Astros did not hit with runners in scoring position. Look at the number of guys they left on base. A hallmark of the Astros in the last several years is hitting with 2 outs and runners in scoring position. That needs to change. That needs to pick up from this year to what it was last year.
Oh, yeah. All right, so let's look ahead. Monday night is game 1 against Toronto. The Astros have a huge homestand, unfortunately, to start the season. It is at Monday at 7:10, Ronel Blanco versus Francis. They're both the five-hole starting pitcher. I don't know what to call that. But I just had this feeling that Ronel Blanco was going to get the first win for the Astros. So mark it down, folks. The Astros will win tomorrow, and I'll be on here to talk about it.
Yeah, and Francis is one of those guys that was surprised to make the team. He's kind of like Blanco, where he was surprised to make the team, whereas Blanco was surprised to be in the rotation. Karma looks good for Blanco. He's got a young child. He's been given a vote of confidence. He's pitched as well or better than anybody else did in the spring. So for his sake and the Astros' sake, let's hope that they can back that up and put their first win on the board. And I'll be there. So that has to happen. Yeah.
So I don't have the stats, but it seemed like last year somebody got hurt. They brought Blanco up and he did great. He did his job well. He did a good job. And then back to Sugarland. I think this guy's good and he needs to stay on the team. When one of our starters come back, like JV, he needs to go to the bullpen because we need some better arms in the bullpen.
Yeah, and I think one of the things with Blanco is that you've got to manage your expectations on Blanco. Blanco is going to be a guy that if you can get six and a half out of him, or five and a half out of him, you should be very happy. The good news about today's game, he won't be available tomorrow, but Abreu pitched really well today.
That's good.
Taylor Scott pitched well. Taylor Scott's probably unavailable. But you saw, at least for the first time, there was some foundation pieces getting set in middle relief. Thought it was kind of telling that they didn't have Montero come out today. That Scott was the guy that they chose before Montero. Montero will be available tomorrow, and there's a good chance he's going to have to pitch and pitch well.
Yeah. So the thing on Scott so far is don't let the guy pitch two games in a row. Because he was really good, then he was bad, and then he had a day off, and he was really good. So,
yeah, that might be so. We were looking at him today. He's got a sum total of about, 35 games in the major leagues since 2019. The guy's got to have a fair amount of nerves anyway.
Yeah.
That he's got his first legitimate chance to pitch on a team and stick on a team.
All right, so you'll be at the game Monday.
I'll be at the game.
Tuesday is Framber Valdez, same time, 7:10. He's 0-1 with a 5.79 ERA, and he will take on Berríos, their number one pitcher, who's 1-0 with a 3.00 ERA. I will be PAing a baseball game that night, so it will be you and whoever comes on with you. I'm not really sure who's with you tomorrow.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Berríos is a good, solid pitcher. He's a pitcher who I think people actually expected more out of him, but he's still a good, solid pitcher. He's their number one on most teams. He would probably be a two, but he's still a good, solid pitcher, and he'll give Framber everything he needs.
All right, so I think tomorrow could be me and Astros fans UK.
Yeah.
He was supposed to come on yesterday, but something happened. And then Tuesday, if nobody's from our group is on, I'll try to find someone to come on with you. And then Wednesday, Christian Javier. He's 0-1. How is he 0-1? That's what I read.
I don't know, but he
has a zero ERA.
No, I think he is 0-0. He was
I knew I wrote it down wrong.
He was really good. We've talked about it a couple of times that the mechanical issues that they had last year seem to be figured out.
Yeah, he came in looking good, and he played good. Bassett, that's his opponent, 0-1 with a 7.20 ERA, so he probably had a bad game. But if you look at this, if Blanco can go into Monday night and pitch well, the Astros can get off of this losing streak, I think we're going to get a series win, because no way Framber and Javier both lose.
Well, and I think also, Rob, the Astros feel like they're playing tight at home. It's like they just need to win a game just to get themselves, get their heads to the point where they feel they can win at home. I mean, how screwy is it that you're worried about winning at home?
Yeah.
And it's become this house of horrors. And if they can just win a game at home, exhale a little bit, and then who knows, they could sweep the series. But I will say this about Chris Bassett, a little bit off topic. Everybody was talking about the Astros and the trash can thing, Chris Bassett was the only guy that would stand up in front of an interview and say, guys, don't think the Astros were the only ones that were doing it.
Yep. So Joe Espada also said this about losing at home. He said, I guess, I don't know if they said, do you talk to your team about it or whatever? And he goes, if we talk about it, then it's a thing. Sorry, Joe Espada. It doesn't matter if you talk about it. Having trouble winning at home, being 29-31 last year at home, it's a thing, dude.
It's a thing. It's absolutely a thing. It's 29-41. But the point being is that a team like the Astros, who expects to win, should be somewhere in the 50-31 range. You should own your home. Hold serve on the road. You cannot expect to win 50 games on the road. I think they won 50 games last year, didn't they?
They're really good, really good.
They've been good on the road for years. And you're not going to have that happen every year. You have to win between 45 and 50 games at home to expect to be a contending team.
All right, Wally, you got any final thoughts?
My final thoughts are this. It's a long season. You talk about where the Astros are right now. Just a few points. Soto was insane. Cabrera was insane. The Astros did not hit with runners in scoring position. Look back on history. The Astros will hit. They've got traffic. They will hit with runners in scoring position. They've got guys who are too good. So I think everybody like the Astros need to just take a deep breath. Know it's a long season. No one's gone off and run off a 4-0, 5-0, 6-0, 7-0 start, and the Astros are seven games out. They're going to be okay.
Something I forgot to mention is another reason that they struggled in this series. The Astros bullpen gave up 14 runs in this series, and the Yankees pen gave up zero.
Now, Loaisiga did inherit a run and give one up today. But the point being is
he gave up the inherited run or both?
He inherited a run and gave it up.
All right.
But it wasn't charged to him, but especially in game two when they lost 7-1. That was brutal.
Brutal. Because it was tied 1-1, right? And they just fell apart. Errors and all that.
They look terrible.
Well, all right, guys. That's it for this episode of Astros Baseball. Keep your head up. Like I said, I think Blanco's going to get that first win. If Framber isn't Framber again on Tuesday, I think we're in a pretty good spot with Christian Javier. So thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time on Astros Baseball.
Thank you, everybody.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.